Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have the latest scores, highlights, current league leaders, the standings, and player of the week in the WNBA. Should be a fun show. Let's get right to my top three storylines. I want to start off with the Seattle Storm. 2 years ago, in the wobble, the Seattle Storm were the WNBA champions. Last year, they lost a tough game to the Phoenix Mercury. But now it seems as though the Storm, they're starting to move up a bit and trying to catch up as they currently sit in the top four of the WNBA standings as this show is airing. Seattle is currently on a three-game winning streak. They started off the month of June losing two in a row, but since then they've been on a three-game winning streak, beating Atlanta and beating Dallas twice at Dallas. Jewel Lloyd, a.k.a. the Gold Mamba, has been on top of her game so far in this first half of the WNBA season. Breanna Stewart. Breanna, what can you say about her? She's in top form as well. How about Ezzie Magbegor, the center for the Storm, doing her part, leading the WNBA in block shots and also doing the dirty work in the paint, getting the points inside the paint and also getting rebounds. And, of course, how can we forget about the legend herself, Sue Bird, who's going to be a future first ballot Hall of Famer one day. It's good to see Seattle on winning ways again. So Seattle, a little rough, not just in the overall WNBA standings, but also just in the Western Conference. But Seattle's starting to pick it up a bit as we get closer and closer to the end of the first half of the year and get closer to the All-Star break. My next storyline is going to be Sabrina Ionescu. Sabrina, she made history at the University of Oregon, and she's making history very early in her WNBA career. This past Sunday, despite losing a close game to the Chicago Sky, the final score was 88-86. Sabrina put on a performance unlike any other. She became the youngest player at just 24 in WNBA history to post multiple career triple-doubles. She also became the first player in league history to have a triple-double in the first three quarters of a game. Against Sabrina, the number one overall pick 2 years ago out of the University of Oregon, and at her time at the University of Oregon, she had an NCAA record of 26 triple-doubles in her college career. She got her first triple-double in the WNBA May of last year. So Sabrina continuing to elevate very early in her WNBA career. Unfortunately, the Liberty are having a losing record right now. Hopefully, they can try to get things turned around before the end of the first half of the year and going into the All-Star break. But again, congratulations to Sabrina Ionescu becoming the youngest player in WNBA history to post multiple career triple-doubles. She achieved this feat in Sunday's game. The Liberty would go on to lose that game to the Sky 88-86. But again, congratulations to Sabrina on achieving that feat and also becoming the first player in league history to have a triple-double in the first three quarters of a game. And for my last storyline, yes, at that time, is here, WNBA All-Star Game voting. Asia Wilson, who was the league MVP 2 seasons ago in the wobble, is currently the leading vote-getter for the WNBA All-Star Game. Also, two-time finals MVP Breanna Stewart is the second leading vote-getter. Coming in third is Candace Parker from the Chicago Sky. In fourth is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. And coming in fifth in the voting for the All-Star Game is Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. So again, Asia Wilson is the leading vote-getter for the WNBA All-Star Game, followed by Breanna Stewart in second, and then you have Candace Parker in third, followed by Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces, and you have Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. Also, rounding out the rest of the fan votes for the WNBA All-Star Game, you have Jackie Young, who is Asia's teammate. She's currently seventh. And then the Seattle Storm, along with Breanna Stewart, Sue Bird is currently ninth, and Jewel Lloyd is in 10th place. Again, the top two vote-getters for the WNBA All-Star Game will serve as All-Star Game captains. And the WNBA All-Star Game will be July 10th in Chicago, and it will take place on ABC. So again, currently Asia Wilson and Breanna Stewart are the leading vote-getters in this year's WNBA All-Star Game. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have your scores, highlights, current league leaders, standings, and the player of the week in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
That it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's get you caught up on the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action from Tuesday, June the 7th, as the New York Liberty would go on to beat the Minnesota Lynx, final score 88-69. Sabrina Ionescu had a great game in this one. She scored 26 points. But let's talk about the phenom from China. Her name is Han Xu. She's someone that's definitely needed, especially in the absence of Bettnijah Laney, who is currently out with injury. Here's Han in action.
Powers 0 for 2 with the turnover early. 1-point ball game. Howard. Oh, nice dime. Han Xu with the easy bucket.
Offensively for this team all season.
Both teams with 5 assists in this first quarter. Xu, oh! One of the better performances of the season for the Liberty. Han Xu, too big inside.
Minnesota just cannot find offense here.
Han Xu, quick hands in the steal. Xu for three. Off the heel, got her own. Inside, and a bucket. 10 points for the 22-year-old Han Xu.
The news with the L.A. Sparks, yes. Derek Fisher, mutually parting ways.
That's the second coaching change we've already seen in this young WNBA season. Xu scored on the last possession, does it again.
All right, that audio courtesy of CBSSN. And for the Liberty, Han Xu handling her business, scoring 15 points. Also mentioned her at the top of the show, Sabrina Ionescu. Sabrina handled her business. She finished with 26 points. Here's Sabrina in action in the win over the Minnesota Lynx.
Small checks into the ball game for the Lynx. The Lynx shorthanded, playing without some key players. Ionescu knocks down the J. Ionescu, oh, goes around the corner and lays it in. Ionescu to Howard. Howard, the pull up for three. Oh, call it a long two. Natasha Howard. And making plays defensively as well. Another turnover. Ionescu running. Left hand lay in is pure.
Games over 100, a lot in the 90s, I should say. So really happy with. And the players really showed up this year in training camp, in shape, ready to go, ready to play.
Powers to a double team. The floater off the mark. Rebound Xu. Sabrina can put it up from half court. Off the window! Sabrina Ionescu! Exclamation point to end this first half.
Now I think you'll see Minnesota just continue to try to look to pound it a little bit more into fouls this half.
Ionescu, oh, starting the third quarter. Fine. Need to get it up. 3 seconds. The step back. Ionescu in the zone. two games in a row against the Lynx here at Barclays Center. Rebecca Allen, bounce pass, Ionescu for three, rolls in. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Ionescu, the danger field. Sabrina now on foul. Oh! Is she hot or what? Trying to work through some early season struggles while dealing with injuries. Sabrina, she's had the hot hand tonight. Oh, it continues!
All right, again, that audio courtesy of CBSSN. And again, the final score, the New York Liberty beat the Minnesota Lynx 88-69. Again, in the contest, Sabrina Ionescu finished with 26 points. Also, Han Chu had finished with 15 points. Also contributing in the win for the New York Liberty, we had Natasha Howard would score 11 points. Sammy Whitcomb finished with 11 points. And also Rebecca Allen finished with 13 points. Again, the final score, the New York Liberty 88, the Minnesota Lynx 69. We move along now to action between the Atlanta Dream and the Seattle Storm. The Storm would go on to beat the Dream. Final score, 72-60. In this contest, Jewel Lloyd finished with 26 points. Here's Jewel in action.
Good decision not forcing it into the defense of Seattle.
Flaring on the cut is Jewel Lloyd and catching the baseline and hitting the jump shot, making it 2-2. Gabby Williams on the rebound and the run. Howard does a nice job of slowing her momentum. Oh, good give and go to Sue. Kick back Lloyd for 7 points on the game. Bingo! Jewel Lloyd! That's going to be concerning for Tanisha Wright. Here's Jewel Lloyd just muscling her way in and a blocking foul. They're going to call the and one or before.
7 points for Atlanta in the first 6 minutes and change.
Jewel, shake and bake move. She is absolutely feeling it.
Yeah.
Snapping at home. She's got 12 and the team 16. Breon January into the game for the first time. Checking McDonald. There's the pick. Jewel's got the steal and she's going to have 14 if she can get to the window. She does and she's fouled. McDonald has two fouls. Wallace has two fouls. Coffey has two fouls. So they could get thin in a hurry if these fouls continue. And Breanna Stewart capitalizes on the offensive foul on the other end.
It's a 7:47 mark, and yet they have not taken advantage. They've got to find a way to be aggressive.
Nice in and out dribble by Jewel Lloyd, and she rattles it home. 17 for Jewel on 5 of 11. Find themselves there again with two, with one, and the turnover before they can get the shot clock violation. Here's Jewel. Bounce pass inside. Brilliantly done to Jantel Lavender. Jewel tries to save it and does with three, with two. Still has the time. Picks up the ball. Hits the three at the buzzer. Jewel Lloyd sends them into a frenzy here.
13 points to start the fourth.
A yo-yo scoring night for Jewel Lloyd. 13 in the first, 0 in the second, 9 in the third. All let's start it off with 2 in the fourth. Seattle really upping their field goal percentage in the third quarter after 37 and 38% respectively in the first two quarters, 54% in the third, and Jewel has started them off with 100% here on 2 of 2 in the fourth. Jewel exploding, kicking to the corner, Ezzy, three ball, and the win! Ezzy back the door, shuts the door on the Atlanta Dream, timeout Tanisha Wright!
All right, that audio courtesy of CBSSN and Jewel Lloyd again, finishing with 26 points in the contest. Also making a big contribution for the Storm, Breanna Stewart. Here's Breanna in action.
Breanna Stewart, who has yet to score in 9 minutes. See if she can change that here. And she does. Dewey now 1 of 7 with 3. See if Sue can improve how this half-court offense has looked. Well, if you just pass it to an open Breanna Stewart, that is usually going to work for you. McDonald has two fouls. Wallace has two fouls. Coffey has two fouls. So they could get thin in a hurry if these fouls continue. And Breanna Stewart capitalizes on the offensive foul on the other end a lot of times this year. But she gives Seattle the lead back of 30-29. And a steal by Gabby Williams. There's the run out. Oh, what a brilliant pass to Sue Bird. The 1-2 and lay it up. And no, she missed it. Sue with it. Stewie, catch and shoot three. Snap it home. Breanna Stewart with 16 now. She leads all scores.
Seattle at one point led by 17, and it's been whittled all the way down to 4.
Stewie, big three on the way, and snaps it home. Boy, oh boy, does Seattle need that one. High post pass to Stillman. Going in on Brianna Stewart. Shot blocked. Who's got it? Brianna does.
Again, that audio courtesy of CBS SN. Again, the final score, the Seattle Storm 72, the Atlanta Dream 60. Jewel Lloyd, again, finished with 26 points. Brianna Stewart had 19 points. And Ezzie Magbegor finished with 12 points. Final score, the Seattle Storm 72, the Atlanta Dream 60. We move along now to action from Wednesday, June the 8th. And we had a game between the Indiana Fever going up against the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut would beat Indiana 88-69. Jonquel Jones finished with 16 points. Here's the reigning MVP in action.
Courtney Williams, you look at that four-game trip. Huge offensive rebound at Phoenix to help secure the 13-point comeback. Melissa Thomas returning to all-star form like she was in the wobble in 2020. The handoff to Williams, hanging in the air.
Never seen her live in person.
She's a treat. One of the top rebounders in the league this year, along with Jonquel Jones, going to work in the post. Sort of a homecoming for Hartley, UConn product, 2014. Jonquel Jones accepting in tight, kicks out to Heidemann, three in the air.
As the way she operates on that baseline again, the hesitation, one of the deadliest moves in the game. She's just so good at it.
Williams lost her dribble, JJ off the catch, no hesitation. Brianna Jones, the nifty, crafty spin. On the old glass, guess who? Jonquel Jones.
Yeah, that's Carlos Knox. He wants ball pressure up in the face, force them to move that ball quickly.
Free Jones, the offensive rebound. Nice kick out by JJ and Courtney Williams. Egbo up to 6 points tonight. 9-point game, Brianna Jones. This consistency in the paint.
Really good action, though. I like the in and out, right? Start outside, get a piece of the paint, kick it back out. Those wide open shots you want.
Robinson shifty, but runs into Jonquel Jones.
Kurt Miller was not happy with that possession. Just thought that the team should have been more aware of the shot clock and been able to get a good shot attempt up.
JJ with the steal. Cap is hard.
Got Matt. Got a 4-on-2 right now. Can they capitalize?
All right, that audio courtesy of WNBA League Pass. Again, the final score, the Connecticut Sun 88, the Indiana Fever 69. Again, for the Sun, Jonquel Jones finished with 16 points. Also, Brianna Jones finished with 18 points. DeWanna Bonner had 12 points. Alyssa Thomas had 11 points. And Dejanay Carrington finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 88, Indiana 69. And we had a great game from that same day of Wednesday, June 8th, between the Chicago Sky and the Washington Mystics. Washington would win 84-82. It was a close fourth quarter, and it went down to the wire between the Sky and the Mystics. Here's how it all went down in the fourth quarter.
And precision will come into play.
You have to execute. You have to finish.
Hawkins over her former teammate. Vandersloot, 4 seconds. Neesemann. 2 seconds. Hang. Get that to go. That's something she has done in this building many times. Chicago with a 13-2 advantage on fast break points as Allie Quigley hits that huge three, and it's a 5-point ball game now.
Tonight, a three-time, 3-point field goal winner in the All-Star game, and lost the handle there.
Hawkins controls it, gets it back to Cloud. Poked away from Quigley. Popper has the fellow Philly kid to beat. Left it short, gets her own, puts it back up and in. They have Parker blocked from Austin. 4 seconds. 2 seconds. Parker puts it up and in. 82-81. Goes to Quigley with 4 seconds. Parker, 2 seconds, puts it up off the window. And the block is done. The miss.
All right, that audio courtesy of CBS SN. And again, the final score, the Washington Mystics 84, the Chicago Sky 82. For the Mystics, the leading scorer was Ariel Atkins. She had 19 points. Alicia Clark finished with 18 points. Shakira Austin finished with 14 points. And Natasha Cloud had 11 points. On the losing end for the Chicago Sky, Candace Parker finished with 16 points. Kalia Copper had 12 points. Also, Rebecca Gardner came off the bench with 12 points. Allie Quigley and Azur Ray Stevens both had 11 points. Again, the final score, the Mystics 84, the Sky 82. We move along now to action from Friday, June 10th, between the New York Liberty squaring off against the Indiana Fever. The Liberty would beat the Fever 97-83. Natasha Howard had a double-double with 25 points and 10 rebounds. Sabrina Ionescu finished with 13 points. Han Chu finished with 16 points. And Maureen Johannes finished with 11 points. Again, the final score, New York 97, Indiana 83. We also move along now to action between the Chicago Sky and the Connecticut Sun. Chicago would beat Connecticut 83-79. In this game for the Sky, Emma Mieseman scored a season-high 26 points in a Sky win over the Connecticut Sun. Here's Emma in action.
It's been fascinating to watch Connecticut's leading scorers. They continue to teeter back and forth. One night it's Jonquel Jones, the other it's AT, and then DB gets a turn.
Parker the dish.
That's exactly what you were talking about before the game started. That was playing its best basketball going into the playoffs, won two single elimination games, beat the Sun in four, and then handled their business against Phoenix in the finals. Turnaround jumper, Mieseman. Former Big East Player of the Year at Marquette, Natisha Heidemann, getting a starting role. Mieseman feeling it early. 7 points for the former Mystic first year in Chicago.
A little lamey there action there from Heidemann. Love when she can get in the paint. When she comes off of screens or uses her speed, I love when she gets in the paint.
Mieseman left wide open.
This AT Candace matchup, though. What?
Ice baths necessary after this game. Mieseman, crafty. Back and forth we go. Two very disciplined clubs as well when it comes to fouling. Up and under move, guess who? Mieseman, 6 for 6, 13 points.
You know, a talented assistant coaching staff on hand when Kurt went out, but it was also nice to have Kurt and Brandy show up one game into the trip as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it was comforting for everyone as Candace there with an animal.
Your staff is doing with the All-Star promotion for your players. What can you speak about in terms of those cards? Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we always want to promote our players. They're so good, and we feel like all of them deserve to be All-Star.
She seemed in high spirits, said the surgery went well. And it's just good to see that she's still adding to this team any which way. But talk about just the difficulty of that shot from Candace Parker. Well, between Emma Mieseman and Candace Parker, Chicago has everything they need right now. And that's without their other lethal weapons getting in. So you got to think for Kurt Miller, the adjustment somehow, some way has got to be to stop Mieseman and Parker.
9 of 20, 45% from distance. Mieseman. Falling away, splash, and one. Tawana Bonner is hit with a foul. She can't believe it. Shot clock down to 7 here for Bonner. On the insertion, it's knocked away and picked up by Neeson. We approach 2 minutes to go in the third. Neeson has only missed 2 shots tonight. Drops it off for Gardner. Carrington staying low. Mieseman screens, Copper into Mieseman, finger roll.
All right, that audio courtesy of Twitter. Again, the final score, the Chicago Sky 83, the Connecticut Sun 79. Again, for the Sky, Emma Mieseman finished with 26 points. Candace Parker had 18 points, and then Rebecca Gardner came off of the bench with 14 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 83, Connecticut 79. We also move along now to action from Friday, June 10th. It was a close game between the Seattle Storm and the Dallas Wings. Seattle would go on to beat the Dallas Wings 89-88. Brianna Stewart had a double-double with 32 points and 11 rebounds. Also contributing to the win was Jewel Lloyd. She had 18 points, and Ezzy Magbegor finished with 13 points. Again, the final score, Seattle 89, Dallas 88. We move along now to action between the Washington Mystics and the Minnesota Lynx. Washington handled their business, beating Minnesota 76-59. The leading scorer for the Mystics was Myesha Hines-Allen. She had 17 points. Ariel Atkins finished with 12 points, and Elizabeth Williams finished with 11 points. Again, the final score, Washington 76, Minnesota 59. And finally, we had the Atlanta Dream going up against the Phoenix Mercury. In a close game, the Mercury would go on to beat the Dream 90-88. For the Mercury, the White Mamba, Diana Taurasi, finished with 23 points. Tina Charles had 20 points. Brianna Turner contributed with 13 rebounds. Also, Diamond DeShields would have 10 points. Also, Shea Petty would score 10 points. And Skylar Diggins-Smith finished with 18 points. Again, the final score, Phoenix 90, Atlanta 88. Let's move along now to action from Saturday, June the 11th, between the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. Las Vegas would go on to beat Los Angeles, final score 89-72. 2 years ago, she won the league MVP and definitely deserving of it, and she's currently the leading vote-getter in this year's WNBA All-Star Game. Asia Wilson, she had a double-double with 35 points and 11 rebounds. This is her 50th career double-double. Here's Asia in action in the win over the Los Angeles Sparks.
Set a franchise record with 18 three-point field goal makes in that game. As offensive rebound corralled by Wilson, and she gets the second chance. And that was a point of emphasis talking to Fred Williams earlier today.
And everyone's encouraged to shoot that three.
Lexi Brown finds a crease, but that was thrown right back in her face by Asia Wilson. One of the top shot blockers in this league. Wilson in transition, pull-up jumper from the free throw line is good. There's Lexi Brown finds a crease, but that was thrown right back in her face by Asia Wilson. One of the top shot blockers in this league. Wilson in transition, pull-up jumper from the free throw line is good.
Camby's hitting threes.
Sparks with 6 points off those five turnovers. They've scored six straight as Wilson puts a stop to that run. Loses her footing. Ball carries right to Stokes, though. Nice ball movement. Plum kicks it out. Wilson, wide open mid-range game is true for Asia Wilson. Sparks need to stop here. Wilson against the rookie. Gets the bucket and the foul.
That's a veteran versus a rook. She got the rookie to bite on the one way and exploded the other. She had a hamstring, and I think that was crucial to, you know, some of the slippage they had. She's a huge part of their success.
Wilson now keeping up her hot first half. She's got 15. Nice give and go off the inbound, and Wilson the beneficiary. She's got 17 now. Plum around the double hop. Flips it over her head to Wilson. The straightaway three is good. She doesn't make a lot of threes except when she sees these sparks. Gray puts her shoulder in the slim. Bounce pass plays on. Carries out to Wilson. Wilson right through the key.
You must respect what we're seeing from Asia Wilson tonight. This is a clinic.
Canada. Looking for Cambage on the steal. Cambage, oh, rejected there by Wilson. And the rebound's off to Handy. Wilson out in transition. Asia Wilson into Lou and a blocking foul.
Wow.
Kanae guarding Wilson now. Now Sykes picks her up on a switch. Wilson, that pull-up is good. Does that go off glass?
I think that was a swish. It was kind of a similar score, but it was all because of the three ball.
Wow. There's 30.
You know, helped open some things up for Jackie Young, who I think has really just finally found her rhythm here.
Wilson, by the
That's
way,
crazy.
Third on the team in scoring, but you wouldn't know it tonight. Katie Lou, the hesitation against Wilson, blocked on her way up, and Hamby, the rebound. The pitch ahead, Gray, right back to Hamby, running the lane. Hamby, oh, rejected at the rim, and another rejection there from Cambage from behind.
All right, again, that audio is courtesy of Facebook. And again, the final score, the Las Vegas Aces 89, the Los Angeles Sparks 72. Again, Asia Wilson recorded her 50th career double-double with 35 points and 11 rebounds. Also contributing to the victory, Kelsey Plum, she finished with 17 points. Chelsea Gray finished with 10 points, and De'Erica Hamby had 20 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 89, Los Angeles 72. We move along now to action from Sunday, June the 12th. The Chicago Sky would square off against the New York Liberty. The Sky would win 88-86. Despite the loss, Sabrina Ionescu made history, becoming the youngest player ever in WNBA history to record multiple triple-doubles in her career, and she became the first WNBA player to record a triple-double in the first three quarters of a game. Again, the Liberty lost a close game to the Sky, 88-86. But here's Sabrina in action.
Last year, as a member of Chicago's team, she puts the Liberty on the board, and here comes Ionescu pushing it up. Howard going underneath Candace Parker to finish with the lefty layup. Contest today, not just with Candace Parker, also Emma Mieseman, her direct counterpart. Dolson from up top, she hits the three. Getting into a rhythm early.
And it's the pick and pop action. Look, Candace Parker has to drop and help. Sabrina Ionescu sees the double and gets it out quickly. The difficulty with both of them is their size, but they're also facilitators. They are fantastic passers.
Whitcomb for three, she hits it. Ionescu floats it in. Her first bucket.
And Jocelyn Willoughby just yet, but we hope to see them back soon. Nice and healthy team.
And Jess Deedee Richards' return seems imminent as you see the lane from Natasha Howard. Sabrina Ionescu, one of four from the floor. Kick it outside. Onya Werde hits the three.
It's a great attack in transition. And find your teammates. That is when Sabrina Ionescu is at her best, in my opinion. Look at this. See, she had four eyes on her. Azaree Stevens locked in on Sabrina.
Liberty going for three straight wins as Ionescu hits in the paint. Ionescu inbound to Johanna. Ionescu getting the screen from Shu and hits on the lane. And it's too strong. Sabrina Ionescu bringing it up the floor. Whitcomb from the corner. Got it!
Because of how creative she is when she gets in and her ability to score.
Sabrina Ionescu, slight hesitation. Going past Copper.
Probing with the basketball. Wait, patience, find a seam. Now you attack. Wait a second. Nice.
Ionescu, his shoe. Pops up, rattles it in. Han Shu.
This is something that you see guards do so often. Look, hesitate, one dribble, and it gets right into her. That's huge because then the defense is going to have to pick their poison. Do we go over to defend the three? That's when she can get into the paint.
Ionescu pulls up and rattles it in.
All right, that audio courtesy of Amazon Prime. Again, the New York Liberty would lose to the Chicago Sky 88-86. But Sabrina, again, 27 points, 13 rebounds, and 12 assists, making her the youngest player ever in WNBA history to record multiple triple-doubles in her career. And she also became the first WNBA player to record a triple-double in the first three quarters of a game. Again, Sabrina finished with 27 points, 13 rebounds, and 12 assists. As for the Sky and getting the win, Emma Mieseman had a double-double with 20 points and 11 rebounds. Courtney Vandersloot had a double-double with 20 points and 10 assists. Allie Quigley had 16 points, and Kalia Copper had 13 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 88, the New York Liberty 86. Also, let's move along now to other action between the Seattle Storm and the Dallas Wings. The Storm would go on to beat Dallas. Final score would be 84-79. Breanna Stewart handling her business, doing what she does best, being one of the premier players in the WNBA. Here's Breanna in action.
Still five on the shot clock. Stewart on the drive. Up to Lloyd. Lloyd left open for three. Got it. Lloyd, little step back. Gray. No. McCowan has it slapped away by Stewart. Over to Stewart. Left open for three. Got it. And
she's fouled. Lloyd, little step back, Gray. No, McCowan has it slapped away by Stewart. Over to Stewart, left open for three. Got it, and she's fouled.
Nope,
they're not going to call the foul. Shot clock at five, Enrique on Williams. Over to Sobley with two to shoot. Lets it fly, no. Battle 2 seconds of the quarter, and they're not going to get a shot off. Kayla to Gray. Gray in a bunch of trouble, trying to get it over to Sobley. Nice pick by Williams. Stewart to Bird. Plants, shoots, makes. Sue, I'm incredible, Bird. Magbegor wisely holds it up. Here's Bird out front. Tried to post up Stewart with the left hand. It gives an attaboy for the pass coming into her.
Absolutely. She's getting comfortable in her skin as the leader of this team. She's tied with Caleb Thornton for longest tenure on the team.
She signed with us in the spring. She's just turned 11 years old. She spent the majority of the past year. You see Brianna Stewart again put on a post clinic.
Williams. Back to Williams on the drive. No, Stewart's going to clean it up.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of Amazon Prime. Again, the final score, Seattle 84, Dallas 79. Brianna Stewart finished with 25 points. Jewel Lloyd finished with 22 points. Ezzie Magbegor finished with 13 points. Again, the final score, Seattle 84, Dallas 79. Let's move along now to action in overtime. What a thrilling game it was between the Phoenix Mercury and the Washington Mystics. Phoenix would win 99-90. For the Mercury, Skylar Diggins-Smith, she had a game. She finished with 27 points. Here's Skylar in action.
As she gets over half now, Charles going on the roof, kicks it. Extra one to Shields in the corner. That falls. Here's Petty, works off Gustafson, who also had a cup of tea here with the Mystics last season. Diggins-Smith kicks it. Sims three. She knocks it in.
Who has been disruptive with a hand in the face and getting deflections and pieces of her shot inside.
Skylar Diggins-Smith gets that to go. Mercury now with a two-point lead. Coach.
Probably good in that situation. You hate to see that happen, though, after that kind of situation. And now you see the entire Phoenix bench showing their muscles.
Christy, I'll take five of them in the finals.
I love it.
Diggins-Smith spins, gets that to go as the hack comes to an end.
Taurasi has seen both Clark and Atkins as her match defensively.
Diggins-Smith, pull up. She gets that to go. Rui Machida into the ball game. Cloud will get a break. Turner, now Diggins-Smith. Hits another three. Diggins-Smith. Works off Charles. Pumps face. Charles gets that to go.
It's all about staying connected on any screening actions here and boxing out.
Quick touch pass. Diggins-Smith behind the back. Count the bucket and the foul.
Puff bucket by Skylar Diggins-Smith behind the back, creating space with Clark backing up. You see what the idea was, but just didn't have the body balance on that one. Austin missed an opportunity on a mismatch inside.
Petty the three. She connects. Atkins over to Clark. Finds Allen. Came back. Taken away by Diggins-Smith. Diggins-Smith count the bucket and the foul.
All the way. Full speed to the rim. And watch right here. She got crafty with it. She saw that Atkins would probably...
Turner inside Charles, kicks it, Sims, Diggins-Smith, pull up.
All right, that audio courtesy of Amazon Prime. The final score in overtime, the Phoenix Mercury 99, the Washington Mystics 90. Again, for the Mercury, Skylar Diggins-Smith finished with 27 points. Also contributing to the victory, Diana Taurasi, she finished with 20 points. Diamond DeShields at 13 points. Tina Charles and Shea Petty both finished with 12 points. Again, the final score in overtime, Phoenix 99, Washington 90. And also action from Sunday, June the 12th. a tight game between the Indiana Fever and the Minnesota Lynx. Indiana would win 84-80. For the Fever, the rookie Nalissa Smith had a double-double with 21 points and 14 rebounds. Danielle Robinson finished with 16 points, and then Victoria Vivians and Kelsey Mitchell both had 15 points. Again, the final score, Indiana 84, Minnesota 80. And that takes care of the week that was in the WNBA with your scores and highlights. All right, let's move along now to currently the Player of the Week Awards. And in the Eastern Conference, the Player of the Week Award for the week of June 6th was Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun, representing the Eastern Conference. She's the reigning WNBA MVP. Again, congratulations to Jonquel, and also congratulations to Kelsey Plum. She is the Western Conference Player of the Week for the week of June 6th. So again, congratulations to Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. She's the Eastern Conference Player of the Week for the week of June 6th. And for the Western Conference, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. She is the Player of the Week for the week of June 6th. Congratulations to Jonquel and Kelsey. On now to some WNBA news to pass along. Minnesota Lynx star Sylvia Fowles will be out indefinitely due to a cartilage injury in her right knee. Again, we know about Sylvia Fowles' pedigree. Multiple Olympic gold medalist. Also, she's a former WNBA League MVP. Also, she's been in countless all-star games. She's a two-time WNBA champion. She suffered the injury Tuesday against the New York Liberty. So again, Minnesota Lynx star and seven-time all-star Sylvia Fowles will be out indefinitely with a cartilage injury in her right knee. And also from the Los Angeles Sparks, the Los Angeles Sparks and Derek Fisher have parted ways. Fisher was relieved from his duties as head coach and general manager of the team. The Sparks started off the year 5-7 with Fisher as the head coach. Fisher finishes his career with the Sparks with a career record of 54 wins and 46 losses. And his playoff record was 1 win and 4 losses. Again, the Los Angeles Sparks and Derek Fisher part ways, and Fisher was relieved from his duties as the head coach and general manager of the team. His replacement will be interim head coach Fred Williams. All right, let's get now to the current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. The leading scorer in the WNBA is Breanna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. She's averaging 21 points per game. Coming in at number two is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. Tied for third, Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury, and Kelsey's teammate representing the Las Vegas Aces, Jackie Young. And at number five, Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. Next category, rebounds per game. At number one, Sylvia Fowles. She's averaging 10 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. At number three is her teammate, De'Erica Hamby. At number four, Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And at number five, her teammate, Alyssa Thomas. Next category is assists. At number one, she's averaging 7 assists per game, Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. At number two is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. At number three, Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. At number four, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. And at number five, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Next category we have is blocks per game. At number one from the Seattle Storm is Ezzie Magbogor. She's averaging 3 blocks per game. At number two, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. At number three, Liz Cambage from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number four is Queen Egbo from the Indiana Fever. And at number five is her teammate, the rookie, Emily Inksler. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. At number one, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 64% from the field. At number two is the rookie from Ole Miss, Shakira Austin. She's representing the Washington Mystics. At number three, Nneka Agwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number four is Emma Mieseman from the Chicago Sky. And at number five is Breonna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. Next category that we have is free throw percentage. In a first place tie, we have Shatori Walker-Kimbrough from the Washington Mystics and Shea Petty from the Phoenix Mercury. They're both shooting 100% from the free throw line. At number three, Monique Billings from the Atlanta Dream. At number four, Sophie Cunningham from the Phoenix Mercury. And at number five is Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. Next category is three-point percentage. At number one, the rookie, Destiny Henderson from South Carolina. She represents the Indiana Fever. She's shooting 48% from three-point range. At number two, Lexi Brown from the Los Angeles Sparks. She's shooting 47%. At number three, we have Moriah Jefferson, followed by number four, Nneka Ogwumike, and at number five is Jackie Young. Next category that we have is three-pointers made. At number one, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. Tied for second place, we have Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury and Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream. At number four is Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings, and at number five, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. Next category that we have is steals. At number one is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. At number two, Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number three, we have Emma Mieseman from the Chicago Sky. At number four, Ari McDonald from the Atlanta Dream. And at number five, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. The last category that we have is minutes per game. At number one is Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. Her teammate, Brianna Turner, comes in at number two. At number three, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. At number four, her teammate, Jackie Young. And at number five, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. So those are your current league leaders in the WNBA. Now let's get to the standings. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. At number one, the Connecticut Sun. They have a record of 10-4. At number two, the defending champion Chicago Sky come in with a record of 9-4. Coming in at number three are the Washington Mystics with a record of 9-6. Coming in the fourth are the Atlanta Dream with a record of 7-6. The New York Liberty are fifth with a record of 5-9. And coming in last place are the Indiana Fever with a record of 4-12. We move along now to the Western Conference. They still have the best record in the WNBA. Coming in at number one are the Las Vegas Aces with a record of 11-2. Coming in at number two are the Seattle Storm with a record of 8-5. Coming in at number three are the Dallas Wings with a record of 6-7. Coming in fourth are the Phoenix Mercury with a record of 5-8. Coming in fifth are the Los Angeles Sparks. They also have a record of 5-8. And coming in last place in the West are the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 3-11. So those are your current standings in the WNBA. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac. Be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's get you caught up on the upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. Let's start off with games on Tuesday, June the 14th. The Phoenix Mercury will square off against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. And then we have the Seattle Storm going up against the Minnesota Lynx. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time. Then for action on Wednesday, June the 15th, we have the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is going to be early, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time. Then we have the Atlanta Dream going up against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time, followed by the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Indiana Fever. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. Then on Thursday, June 16th, we have the Washington Mystics going up against the New York Liberty. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. And then action on Friday, June the 17th, we have the Seattle Storm going up against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time, followed by the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time, and they have the Atlanta Dream going up against the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. And then finally on Sunday, June the 19th, the Seattle Storm will square off against the New York Liberty. Tip-off is at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central Time, followed by the Connecticut Sun going up against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off is at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central Time. The Chicago Sky will square off against the Indiana Fever. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time. Then we have the Los Angeles Sparks squaring off against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time. And then we have the Minnesota Lynx squaring off against the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific, and those are your upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. Well, thank you to the listeners out there for tuning into this edition of Striving for It All. I'm Ed Robinson saying so long. We'll talk to you again next time. So long, everyone.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or, set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac. Be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Seize the day. Wouldn't you rather freeze it? Now you can
Because now, when you order anything off the McDonald's app, you can get a medium frozen drink free, like the frozen Fanta Blue Raspberry or Wild Cherry. It's the freeze for all deal. Now, get a free medium frozen drink when you order anything off the McDonald's app. One-time use only through 7/3/22 at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
What's the big deal, deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match, two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.